Good morning and welcome to Local Matters. I'm so excited and a little bit nervous because I don't know what's going to happen today because I got my good friend Rafferty Cleary from Monterey. Well, not originally, but where he lives now. And we're going to get into some of that. Good morning, Rafferty.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. You and I are probably not a good combo to be productive, but I'm so excited about having you on. I think the world of you. Such an amazing job you're doing in Monterey along with other folks there. And you always give credit to everybody else. And it's a team effort. And we're going to get into Monterey and how much you're doing there and your position. But I do want to talk a little bit about you and your background. You know, I know you're originally from East Tennessee. And I just have one question. And you can, of course, your home wasn't really affected by the flood, was it? Too much?
Not too much.
Like, not like Unicoi and Green Carter, because you're from Johnson's Kingsport.
Kingsport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say Johnson City.
No, no. Yeah, those are fighting words.
Yeah,
right,
so I'm sorry. So Kingsport, I know y'all had a lot of rain, but your mom, dad's doing good, stuff like that. I mean, I know you.
Yeah, for the most part, you know, I have some extended family members that were affected pretty severely.
Okay.
Distant cousin, you know, not distant. We don't talk. I mean, we communicate. You know, whenever we get the chance, his house was washed away.
Really?
He's in the kind of the limestone area. And then on my first cousin's side, her father-in-law lives in the Boone, North Carolina, Beach Mountain area. And they were stranded up on a mountain for several days. Sewer line washed away, road washed away, and they just had nobody could get to them. They couldn't get down. But other than that, close family, all in Kingsport, so they weren't too badly affected.
So we're still praying for those folks, right?
Cause definitely.
It's a long road to recovery. Definitely. I know several elected officials up there I've reached out to and talked to them and just sending prayers to East Tennessee. But so the burning question I have is what brought you from Kingsport, Tennessee, Upper East Tennessee, to Cookeville, Tennessee?
So it was a choice of where I wanted to go to college at, which from a young age I always knew I wanted to be a Blue Raider. Middle Tennessee State University. My father went to school there, and he majored in radio and television broadcasting. He was a television news anchor and worked in radio. He was also a school teacher for many years, but growing up, I always told myself I'm going to be like dad, radio and television. So I got involved in high school in the student-ran radio station and went to MTSU and got my degree in radio and television. And that's what led me to MTSU. Well, graduated MTSU, got a job here in Cookeville at Stonecom Radio, and spent almost 7 years working here. And it was, you know, sort of a strange time in my life, if you will, and time for a change. Made a decision to make a change. Found myself in Monterey and the opportunity to work for the town of Monterey.
So college further west brought you closer to Cookeville and the job here. Yep. So I got to tell the story right quick about how I'm sitting in this chair. It directly involves you. I just finished, I don't think I've ever told this, I just finished my certified fraud examiner certification in Nashville. And you had called me that morning of the last day, I think, and I passed. It's a 4-day thing. Each day you take a test. I just finished my last test and passed it. And you had called me and I was excited because you and I are really just taking off as getting to know each other through just me being the commissioner, you being here at Stonecom. And so I was like, I'm going to call Rafferty back. So I call you and you, hey, what's going on? And you say, hey, how would you like to be on the radio and do a show? And I said, are you prank calling me right now from the studio? And you started laughing and said, no, I'm not. This is serious. I'll never forget
dead
it.
Serious.
Yeah. And I was like, why are you calling me? Did you run out of? So anyway, you're one of the reasons I'm here. You and Larry and Marsha and come met with y'all and been doing it now 5 years. Can you believe that? 5 years.
I can remember being asked the question of who would make a good podcast. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart, the most knowledgeable person in the county, from my point of view, is you. Plus, you're a people person.
Oh, I appreciate
you. You like to talk in a good way. And you've done a tremendous job in 5 years. I mean, the guests you've had on
I appreciate it.
The angle you do with this is just, it's been tremendous.
I appreciate that. But and I'm grateful for that call you made me, but I really thought, he is prank. This is something the radio station's doing new. They're prank calling elected officials.
I only do that to people I like won't get prank calls. I promise you.
I love it. But we, you know, we do, you know, they do. Stone Cold does a great job here with shows, and you're a big part of that, and I'm thankful. So thank you for that, Rafferty.
Very well.
So you went to Monterey, and so what is your title in Monterey for the city of Monterey right now?
The title's cultural administrator, and I always follow that up with, I have no clue what that means. And I really don't know what that means.
Well, I can tell you that you're more than whatever that means. I can tell you you're more to the city of Monterey. And people have, in the past, have jokingly maybe called you mayor or whatever. And I know you, I'm not, you know, you're real modest, right? I'm not the mayor. So-and-so is the mayor. Of course, we have a new mayor in Monterey, and I got to have Alex on. I thought about having you both on at the same time.
That would have been really
That's
bad.
What I knew.
That would have been really bad.
I knew it would have to be separately. Yeah. And so we'll have him on sometime soon. But anyway, your task every day, or what do you do?
A little bit of everything. I mean, I work directly with the mayor, and then. But what it boils down to, it's handle all the tourism for the town of Monterey, tourism development, a little economic development, community events that we put on. My hands in all of that. Parks and Recreation, working really closely with business owners in the town, making sure that the city is doing things that is going to make those businesses prosper. A lot of communicating between myself and business owners, because if we're doing something that's not going to benefit the business owners, we need to make sure we're doing something about that. So there's a lot of communication almost on a daily basis. I work closely with the schools, Monterey High School and Berks Elementary School, almost daily communications there. It's kind of all over the place. But that, I tell folks, that's why I like it so much, because there's no day that is the same. Yeah, right. You're working on a project on Monday, you're working on a project on Tuesday, but every day you're going to come in and something else is going to pull you away.
Sure.
It's not related to that specific project. There's no, I don't even know how to explain it. It's just different every day. And that's good for me.
Yeah, and I love that too. In my career at UT, it was different every day, right?
Yeah.
It's not the same boring stuff like it was at the CPA firm when I worked for 3 years. It was the same. Mm-hmm. Tax returns and all the, you know, it's just, you know, so we, you and I are those folks that have to be fulfilled by challenges.
Yes.
Right. And
yeah.
Growing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons you went to Monterey. You wanted to grow professionally. And I think I personally want to say you've done a great job up there. And part of your outreach is business development and tourism. And mm-hmm. I don't know if it's ever been better in Monterey right now.
No,
there's a lot going on.
We're capitalizing on a lot. We're really starting to define our assets in the town, and there's been a lot of buy-in from our local governing board as well. And so we've been ultra focused in on those assets. How do we get the word out about them? How do we make them better? How do we make them more enticing, which draws more people in, which means draws more money in.
I'm assuming when you started and with the previous administration and even now, y'all are doing asset-based planning and recognizing what works, what you have access to, what's going well, what's not, and how do we make it all – how do we combine everything to make it go forward and work for the best?
That's correct.
I mean, it's always a observation, risk assessment, right? Risk assessment, observation, how do we grow?
That's true. When I came in, I was – you know, wasn't really sure what Monterey's identity was. I'm not really sure that the officials at that time really knew what Monterey's identity was. And got really fortunate because I had been in the radio and followed what Tennessee Tech's Center for Rural Innovation had been doing for Jackson County at the time. And so I called Michael Akins up and I said, hey, we need some help. Can you help us do a tourism rebranding project, which – that is a wrong word because we'd never really been branded before, I don't think. So we sat down, spent 7 months together, built a community committee, and we learned what our assets were. We learned, you know, what defines us. What we found is outdoors. It's number one. Got a lot to offer from an outdoor standpoint, but culture and history, number two. And we just went to work. And I think we've done a really good job at, you know, in 4 years of really building that up.
Is your office still at the depot?
It is.
Which is beautiful, by the way.
Yeah.
I would say that one of your greatest assets is Dale Welch in Monterey.
No doubt about it.
I know you and him have a great relationship, like to aggravate, but his knowledge, and he's with you almost every day. Yeah.
It's a tremendous story. You know, Dale's mostly blind and has, you know, not the best ability to walk because of some medical conditions that occurred. And every day, it's rain, snow, sleet, tornado, it doesn't matter.
He's there.
He's there. And he is a huge asset. And, again, that falls back to history. There's a lot of history up on the mountain.
Yeah.
And Dale helps people understand that history.
Well, and you're embracing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. I don't want to be judgmental. I don't know. But how many people before have really embraced the history of a place? So I'm from the western part of the county. I'm Baxter. I'm a Baxter guy up from MB. Growing up, Monterey was our biggest rival. Mm-hmm. Football, basketball, baseball. We played them in everything. Of course, we've grown a little bit more than they have, so we've moved up in classes. But when I was a kid, this is what you thought about when you thought about Monterey. Purple and white, rivalry in sports, and snow.
Yeah.
As a kid, that's really all I knew was those three things. And as you get older, you realize, oh, wow, it's so beautiful up there. It's just nature. There's places to go. And now there's businesses and there's restaurants opening up. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Coming to Monterey because they see that there's people that want to be there. Not everybody wants to live down the mountain, as we say, or as you all say. We've got to go down the mountain. Not everybody wants to live down here, and I get that. I mean, it's your own little happy place up there.
Yeah.
And so if you embrace that.
It's funny. I call it my own little happy
place. Do you really?
Yeah. That's they're like, why are you in Monterey? It's my own little happy place.
Yeah. Are you living up there right now?
I am. I'm living up there. And, you know, I've told folks if there's anything that comes down the pipeline that would cause me to move from Monterey, I'll never sell my house.
Because you like being, you can go to your happy place.
I always have my happy place to go to.
That's awesome. Well, this is Ben Rogers on Local Matters. I'm with Rafferty Cleary. He is the cultural director. Is that what you call it?
Cultural administrator.
Administrator, director, administrator in the city of Monterey, working closely with Monterey mayor and the government there, doing great things. I wanted to have him on to talk about all the good things happening in the city of Monterey, and we'll have him back after this break in just a moment. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers here with Mr. Rafferty Cleary. He is the one and only, and I got to tell a story right quick. Just hit me, Rafferty. You have no idea where I'm going with this.
Another story.
Yeah. I learned a few months ago when I started my new career that you're known at home by Rafe.
That's right.
And I called you from my office, my new office that day, and you didn't know, first of all, you knew who I was, but you didn't know who was with me. And when people started calling you Rafe, I threw you for a loop. And you're like, and you didn't really want to talk.
I was thrown for, even after we got off the phone, I was like, what just happened?
Yeah. So, because they were the city of Kingsport, right?
Yeah.
The lady up there, and then a couple of gentlemen that's with
Frank,
the chamber.
Frank, visit Kingsport.
Mm, visit Kingsport, the Visitors Bureau, yeah. I said, hey, I've got a good buddy from Kingsport, and it's Rafferty Cleary. They're like, Rafe? And I'm like, no, Rafferty. I'm like, no, his name's Rafe. I'm like, okay. So I had to call you. But, yeah, that's the other story I got. That was funny. And now Caitlin Steakley calls you Rafe.
Not just Caitlin. everyone is starting to fall on with that, and that's fine. To be honest with you, and this will really change this, is I prefer Rafe.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. That's what I grew up being called that. My birth certificate has Rafferty, but there was some discussion before I was born between my parents, and they're like, we're going to call him Rafe. So my friends call me that. Close family calls me that. When I got to college, they would do the roll calls. They'd say Rafe, and they'd say Rafferty, and I'd say, no, Rafe, and they could never get that. And I finally just said, all right,
whatever.
Right. It's Rafferty from here on out.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying. Old habits are hard for me to break.
Oh no, it's
but
good.
I do try to call.
I've
you
been
that.
Called so many different things.
You don't care if it's Rafferty or Rafe at this point.
I'll answer to anything. I mean, serious.
That's great. And before I get into what I said I was going to get into, do you miss radio and TV and all that stuff?
Because
you were really good at it. Energetic, all that, but and you're in a different world now. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
The tourism development, business development, chamber, and I know Monterey, it's not a chamber thing, but really, you're kind of acting as a chamber for them, and in a way, it's a different world than public relations and media and communications.
It is, but in a lot of ways, I think what success that I have had up on the mountain, I give a lot of credit to StoneCom. Because of the connections that they allowed me to make in radio.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
really helped me out. Like, you know, for instance, the story on Michael Akins in Jackson County and the Center for Rural Innovation. I knew from my experience of covering them here at StoneCom that they were a phone call away and, you know, boom, got that one done.
You covered county commission meetings for us for a while.
I did, all over the place.
And You were great about it. And, you know, there's times you and I'd have sidebar conversations and we would just talk county government for a while. But yeah, you were, I just wondered if how much you missed it, because I think the radio misses you, actually. So
I miss it a lot, and yeah. I respect the business too.
Yeah, it's a tough one, I know. Monterey is growing on the business side, right? And people too. But by the way, condolences, you losing your grandmother recently.
Thank you.
Yep. And you're such a class act that I'm aggravating you through a text message about not inviting me to eat to this new Italian restaurant, and you had just lost your grandmother, so I felt really small, and I didn't know that. Like, yeah. I knew it 6 hours later when I saw you post on Facebook, and I'm like, I text you back, I was like, dude, why didn't you tell me that your grandma just passed away? I wouldn't be like blowing your phone up saying, why didn't I get an invite to eat Italian?
Hey, sometimes when you're sad and down, you just need someone to mess with
somebody
you.
I did. That's I took
what
care
it was.
Of that for
I
you.
Mean, it's no harm done.
You're absolutely one of the nicest guys I ever met. So let's talk about, let's first say your grandmother. I don't want to get you sad or not, but obviously you cared about her and loved her.
Greatest lady I ever knew in my life.
In Kingsport, she lived there?
Yeah, huge impact on me. One of the reasons that I was not inclined to come back to Kingsport is because my grandmother grew up telling me to go and never look back. Those are words she used to me all the time.
Yeah.
And I've sort of done that.
Yeah.
And she was okay with me taking some risks that I took growing up.
Yeah.
And I just loved her to death and going to miss her greatly.
Well, grandmothers are they're not replaceable. Grandparents, no. Period. I knew my grand. I didn't know my grandpa real well. He died when I was really young. But my grandmothers were some of my best friends in the world. But yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Talking about her and good memories is always healthy. So would she have enjoyed the new Italian restaurant in Monterey?
She would have. Yes, yeah. Sapori di Napoli is the name of that restaurant. It's a fantastic story. So Carmine Cervelli is the owner of it. He is full Italian, all the way to the bones, born in Napoli. And by the way, Sapori di Napoli is taste of Naples. That's what that means. And had a really successful business, Casa della Vecchio or something. I can't pronounce that one correct, down in Florida near the Tampa area. Carmine moved to Crawford, which is just outside of Monterey, not too far away, and what he had down in Tampa is now in Monterey, just with a different name. It's authentic as you can possibly get. All aspects of it are, from the water that they serve, to the wines that they serve, to the food that they serve, fully authentic. And it's tremendous. Some of the best. And I tell people, it's just not just because it's, you know, two blocks away from me. It's the best Italian I have ever had, and quite frankly, one of the best restaurants that I've ever been to, as far as the taste of the food.
Well, I believe you.
Yeah.
You never have lied to me, and you've said that.
It's amazing.
I'm excited to go. As you can look at me, it's a good thing we're on radio. I love Italian.
Well,
you can look at my
You
can look at my physique and know that I eat some carbs.
Yeah,
and Italian's a big part of that. I'm curious to know why this gentleman ended up in Crawford, Tennessee, from Florida, and from Florida from Italy. I would love to know that story.
You should get him on the radio someday because he's super interesting to talk to. But what it boils down to is Carmine was just ready to get away from hustle and bustle, and so he ventured into the what we talked about earlier, the Boone, North Carolina area, the Banner Elk area. And then I think one of his regular customers down in Tampa had bought property in Crawford. They said, hey, you should come up here and check some property out. And boom, that's how he got there.
Worked so they're officially open, right?
They're officially open. Yep. Open for business.
Do you know the days they're open?
They're right now going to be open Tuesday through Saturday.
Okay.
So Sundays and Mondays closed.
So this ain't a part-time thing for him.
But I told him, I said, you're missing a huge business on Sundays. And
yeah.
I think he'll have to reconsider that at some point. But right now, Tuesday through Saturday, from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Well, I can't wait to check it out. It's something that when you posted that, and of course, immediately aggravated you, I was like, I got to go. So, but there's other places to eat in Monterey.
There are. Banana's Cafe is a really good location. Farm-to-table type food. The folks who own that own a farm out in the Crawford area. So a lot of what they grow out there, they come back and cook it there at the restaurants. An ice cream shop, too. They do breakfast in the mornings. Just kind of a good old country diner type place. And then we've got two other restaurants that are under construction right now. All of these, by the way, are on Commercial Avenue, which we call the downtown area of Monterey. And the gentleman who's opening these two restaurants that are under construction, one of them is going to be called the Limitless. It's going to be like a pizza pub. And then the other side is going to be called the Tennessee Central Soda Shop. And the building is going to be designed to match the Depot Museum. It's going to be a railroad-themed restaurant.
Nice.
And so the soda shop, you know, burgers, fries, things of that nature, and get you some ice cream. Also, malt shakes, whatever, and then the pizza pub adjacent to it. The building will be split down the middle, two restaurants side by side. I do know the Tennessee Central Soda Shop is coming first, hopefully by the end of the year.
Right.
That's their goal. And then the pizza pub will come a little bit later in 2025. Robert McClellan is the owner of that building. Folks may be familiar with Robert. He owns the Yarn Patch in Crossville. So he's a Crossville resident. And what's awesome about this is Robert had noticed the activity that had been taking place in Monterey from the events that are going on.
Sure.
I think he came through one of the festivals that took place on Commercial Avenue. And he said what went through his mind was, I have got to be here.
Wow.
I've got to have a building down on the street. And he purchased what we call the old motorcycle shop. A lot of folks call it the old motorcycle shop. It was a bus stop at one point in Monterey, service station. It's on the corner of Chestnut and Commercial Avenue.
Wow. This is good information. That's why I have Rafferty Cleary, otherwise known as Rafe, from the city of Monterey, back in just a moment. Welcome back to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers with Rafferty Cleary. He is the cultural administrator for the city of Monterey and all other things other than maybe an elected official. You do everything else. And you don't say that, but I'm going to brag on you. Done a lot. Just wonderful job. And this, how long have you been here? Not 2 years?
It'll be 5 years.
Oh, what? No way.
Yeah.
Five years?
5 years in Monterey, March the 20th, which is a date that a lot of folks remember.
That's right. County. You were. Yeah.
The tornadoes hit.
Time has flown by.
And I was supposed to start that day and ended up doing both jobs, sort of.
You did.
For about 2 weeks because Larry needed me here.
Sure.
I was happy to do that.
Yeah, 5 years. Wow, you've done a lot in 5 years. So let's talk a little bit about, you just discussed the restaurants and some new ones open. So folks, look, keep your eyes open with a couple new restaurants coming up in the next few months in Monterey. They have the new Italian place. There's that Mexican place you and I went to that was really good. Yeah, some of the best I've had, by the way.
Best in the county.
Yeah, it's really good. But let's talk about some things you've done. You discussed the branding earlier. That was something Monterey had never done. What other things are you proud of that's happened since you've been there?
You know, there's so many. I'll answer this in so many different ways because I think we've done a lot that's really turning the tide for the town of Monterey. You know, something that comes to mind is the passage of the hotel-motel tax. We're a little over a year into collecting that. And we're already seeing the benefits to the town from being able to take that burden off of the general fund to accomplish some of our tourism projects in town. And so that's been awesome. I think in a year, the town collected a little over $23,000, which is amazing for a town the size of Monterey.
Sure.
So I'm really proud that I was able to explain that to our board of aldermen to help them understand how this could benefit the city's general fund and taking that burden off, because we were starting to hear some talk about, you know, we're spending a lot of, you know, money out of the general fund to do parks and things like that. And I can get it. I pay taxes in Monterey too. I understand why folks would be a little upset about that. And so there's this hotel motel tax and the new law that the state passed that money has to be spent on tourism related purposes. And so we did that, and that's obviously already benefiting the town, so happy about that. The development of Meadow Creek Park on Highway 62, that's been very important, I think. So we've had a kayak launch dock constructed out there at the park. We've added a beach where folks can lay in the sun and go swim in the lake. We've got nearly 10 miles of mountain bike walking trails constructed around that lake, and Troyer's Post Buildings is going to donate a huge pavilion to put up on a hilltop for weddings and folks to rent that out.
Wow.
Did a master plan to lay out some recommended projects and cost analysis on what we can do up front and what may have to come later. And we're working constantly on that. And the thing about it, we name all of that off, and you're like, oh, that's a ton of money they've spent. We really haven't. It's been creative. So our trail systems have been totally volunteer built. Hasn't cost the city anything other than a few supplies that we may have bought for the trail builders. The post building that we're going to, the big pavilion donated by Troyer's Post Buildings. The kayak launch dock was a funded Tennessee Tourism Enhancement Grant. The beach that we, all the sand we laid down was a local business owner in Monterey who's in the sand business and came and dumped the sand out there. So we've been real creative on how we've developed that park. And I truly think in 20 or 30 years, if the focus stays on that park, it will be one of the best adventure destinations in the entire Upper Cumberland. I truly believe that. It's 300 acres of just a wonderland of outdoor attraction. Now we've got Outdoor Experience out there that's leasing some land from us to rent kayaks and mountain bikes. So the town's benefiting off of that lease agreement. There's just so much that can be done out there, and we've only scratched the surface. So I'm super proud of that. I'm really proud of, you know, the buy-in we've got from our board over the years on letting us be a little bit more, I don't know what the word is, but we've thrown some parties. Let's just be honest. We've shut the streets down. We've had Craig Morgan in downtown Monterey. Yeah. We've had the past 2 years, and I hate Ricky Shelton. I apologize, but what we truly think is the best fireworks show in the Upper Cumberland. You know, we've 4 or 5 festivals this year, and the town has responded well to that for the most part. And so, and what all that's done, it's helped potential investors see that there's opportunity here, that the town is wanting to, it's wanting to prosper. It's wanting to draw folks in. And I truly believe Robert McClellan's a perfect example. And what he said to me when we had a conversation, I have to be here, after he saw the banana pudding festival that we did. So proud of that. There's so much that I'm proud that the town has done. I mean, those are the ones that come to my mind. We've done some projects from a historical standpoint. We took all of our Gold Star veterans. Dale has compiled a list of Gold Star veterans from not just Monterey city limits, but on the outskirts, mm-hmm. there, Crawford, Wilder, those places. And we have put those up on streetlight post banners. And so all 37 Gold Star veterans are on these banners throughout our town.
That's awesome.
And that was a really neat project that we got accomplished. You know, we had Chris Walker was in the tree service business for a long time, and Chris passed during COVID. And some donations that were sent to the family got passed on to the Monterey Depot Historical Society, and Chris was almost a weekly visitor to the museum, embedded in Monterey history. And so what we did with that money is we took photos of what the businesses downtown used to look like. It's similar to what Cookeville's done. We've put them up on signs in front of the businesses with a little description of what, you know, Los Agaves used to be this. So it's kind of like a step back in history trail on Commercial Avenue to let folks know what this building used to look like and how much it's changed with the investments that have taken place down there, downtown. That was really cool, just to know that we could keep Chris's memory alive. Such a tremendous person in the town of Monterey. You know, the construction of their soccer field, you know, we've done survey after survey after survey after survey of what outdoor amenities do you want. We've surveyed the school children, soccer field, soccer field, soccer field. Where can you put a soccer field in Monterey?
Right.
And got the state legislature to appropriate money to build a soccer field. It's finishing construction this week.
That's great.
We did it a little weird, stuck it on a softball field because that's all we had, but it's full regulation sized, and so we'll figure out how you play softball and soccer at the same time. It can be done. That was a big deal, just knowing that we were able to express a need to the folks that run the state, and it helps when you have the Speaker of the House in your district,
yep,
too.
That helps.
I like to think that's what got that money for us. But they bought in, and we were able to knock off a huge requested item from the school children at Monterey High School and Burks Elementary School. I could go on and on.
Well,
and on.
And you could, because, and that's a good thing, right? I mean, who knew that Monterey would become a concert destination?
Yeah.
To
Chris,
listen to
Chris Landers, man. I haven't even mentioned Chris's name.
To listen to live music from people that are successful.
Yeah.
And I think that's just a testament to the work y'all put in. It also shows your ability to grow and see outside the box and see what can happen. I never thought people would be going to Monterey to listen to like 80s rock and country. And
then GNCC races, which Chris is doing down on his farm too. You know, we had the GNCC race one weekend in April. The immediate next weekend, we had the Banana Pudding Festival. Thousands, and we ran numbers on this, did some geofencing, and people were from all over the United States in Monterey. It's the wildest thing. You're driving down the road and there's just, you know, tags from Pennsylvania, Arkansas, California, mm-hmm. New York. I just never thought I'd see that. Funny story though, we're in Los Agaves one night. It's GNCC. These folks were from New York sitting next to him, and they're talking about they can't find any beer in town. I said, would you go to this store? No, they're sold completely out. No joke, the shelves were just gone. I mean, people bought so much beer that weekend. And I looked over at this guy and I said, Tom's Market, Beer Cave, there's some stuff there. Five people from that table got up before they even paid for their meal and ran out the door. And I was just like, this is awesome. Folks can't find something in Monterey.
Yeah, that's – well, at least you were there. But with the short little time we got left, what's something you'd like to see accomplished? I'm not giving you a lot of time.
Big economic development project, you know, something to impact workforce in the community.
Yeah.
Not just the community, but across in Putnam County. And there's some opportunity there. We're talking about annexation right now. There's some land that we're looking at on Highway 70, talking with the chamber and some other county officials, that there's some possibility that could be an option. Would love to see something come in. I mean, ultimately, love to have one of those factories that manufacture the chips, and, you know, the technology deal. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Don't know if we'll see that or not. That'd be something else.
Yeah.
But high-paying jobs, high-paying wages.
Sure.
Yeah. Probably would be the thing that I want to see. But more than anything, I just want to see the town's governing board continue to work together, to continue to buy in to what we're doing, because it works. There's proof that it works. You know, what we can offer from an outdoor standpoint, and what we can offer from a cultural and history standpoint, it works. We've seen it. The people are coming. They enjoy it. And so I hope that they can continue to buy in on that, then work together to make these events and what Monterey represents the best possibly that it can be.
Yeah.
That's my hope.
If you keep working at it, they'll follow you. So keep going. Rafferty, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for your leadership and your service to this community. Folks, have a great weekend. I've enjoyed it with my good friend Rafferty Cleary, the cultural administrator in Monterey. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile than a frown. Make somebody's day. Be kind to one another. We'll see you next weekend.